Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hey, God Visual, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. I just want to take this time to wish you and your household a very blessed and a merry Christmas season. Even as you are stepping into the new year, wishing you a very amazing and a Christ-directed 2024 as well. I want to just share something very, very important with all of you today. Even as you're stepping into Christmas and you're just saying, John, you know what? I stepped into 2023 with a lot of hope, expectations. I thought God would do this in my life. I thought He would answer this prayer. I've been waiting for this miracle for a long period of time. So many days, weeks, months, years, and even decades have passed by, and I'm not seeing any progress. I'm not seeing my dreams come to pass. I'm not seeing these promises that God deposited in my spirit becoming a reality in my life. I'm not seeing those visions coming to pass in any way, any form. I'm not getting the provision for the vision. I'm not getting the right people, the connections, the resources. I'm just waiting endlessly, and I don't know. Here I am at the end of 2023. You may be disappointed. You may be in a place where you're saying, John, people I see who I prayed for, people that who started off even later than me, they seem to be getting ahead of me, and I don't know what's going on. Well, I want to share something very important with you guys today. I believe that this is a word that's going to encourage you. It's going to help you understand that, you know what, the God we serve, when we say that, God, not my will, but let your will be done. When we say, God, according to your will, let it be done in my life. When we say that we are submitting ourselves to His plan over our life, you need to understand an important thing, guys. Trusting God and trusting His will and trusting His plan includes trusting His timing. God's timing is different for different people. The way God does with somebody else is not the way God is going to do with you. Let me give you a classic example from Luke chapter 1. When you look at Luke chapter 1, it talks about two instances. One is talking about the birth of John the Baptist, not John Gifta. It's John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus Christ. When you look at both the instances, there's something strikingly similar. You know what that is? When you look at both the instances, what is formed or what is happening is there's an angel that comes and says, you're going to have this child. You know, when it comes to John the Baptist, an angel appears to Zechariah, the father, and says, you know what, you're going to have a child. And here's the thing I want you to understand. Zechariah is saying, how is this possible? And if you look at the same case, in case of Mary, when she's still a virgin, she's yet to get married to Joseph, an angel comes and says, you're going to bear a child. And she says, how is this going to be possible? A striking similarity of the same case with regard to having a child. But what I want you to understand is, in case of Zechariah and Elizabeth, the thing is that they were too old to have a child, whereas in case of Mary and Joseph, in this case, Joseph had not come into the scene, they're not yet officially got married, she was still a virgin, it seemed like she was too early to give a birth to a child. You get what I'm saying? You see, the same case with regard to getting a child, one got it too late and the other is getting it too early. What I want you to understand is God's timing is different for different people. You cannot put a timeline and time frame and put it in the way the society expects and says, this is the time for you to get this. This is the time for you to get settled. This is the time for you to meet the right person. This is the time for you to get this done with. You need to be in this level in regard to your career. You have to get married. You have to have kids. You have to get your own job. You know, we look at society and think that everything should go like a timeline that is is set by society, but I'm here to announce to you that God's timing is different for different people. When you say that you trust God, and when you say that you trust His will and His plan over your life, you need to also come to the place of trusting His timing over your life. Zechariah, when you look at this, the scripture says in verse 18, Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I am an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." This is what Zechariah is saying. And when you look at verse number 34, Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." This is the reminder for you guys that both are facing the same case, but you realize that one is too old and the other is, in the case, it's happening too early. But that's when you understand that for somebody, it may happen quicker than you think, because God's timing is different for them. But for somebody else, it may happen later than you think. But the good news is that what God has promised over your life is going to happen. Whether it's going to happen quicker, like in the case of Mary, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so soon, this is so quick, this is not the time. You know, sometimes we think, you know, it can't happen so fast. Or it could happen later, like in the case with Zechariah and Elizabeth. But whatever God's timing over your life is, can you say, "God, not my will and not my timing, not the time set by the world or the standards of the world or by society or by family, but by the time that you have ordained for my life, I submit to your timing." You know, I want to just close with this example. You know, I love the scripture which says in Galatians 4:4 that at the right time, God sent His Son, Jesus. At the right time. See, God sending His Son, Jesus, was a good thing. It was the best miracle that anybody could hope for. The message of hope of salvation through Jesus Christ. But God did not send Jesus right after Adam sinned. He didn't send Jesus today, like, you know, in 2000 AD. God sent His Son, Jesus, exactly at the right time. You know, what I want you to understand today is that sometimes we think, oh, it's a miracle. It's something like a good thing. Why can't God do this quickly? If God blesses me soon, I will be able to be a greater blessing to more people. If God helps me to fund my vision, I will be a blessing to so many multitudes. Why can't God do it quickly? Well, that's where you say, "God, not my will, not my way, not the way I think with my own mindset, but God, into your hands I commit and I trust you with the timing that you have for me. God, I pray that this word will go forth and strengthen each one who is watching with this hope, knowing that God, you are faithful, that the time that you have ordained for each and every one of them is going to come to pass. And I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, every promise that you're deposited in the spirit, every word that you have given them is going to come to pass at your appointed time. We choose to trust you, we choose to depend on you, and we choose to look up to you and surrender to your will and your time over our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you. I pray that this word would be a blessing to you guys, and I just want to take this time to wish you and your family once again a very blessed Christmas season. And I pray that the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ coming into this world to save mankind, will become a reality over your life through all the celebrations as well. Amen. I will see you back very soon. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.